Welcome to Ragnar 365 Nuggets. Thank you for joining here today.
Hey, hello, welcome to our podcast. Thanks for joining. Today I'm going to talk about the new Microsoft Teams display announcements from yesterday. And before I jump directly into the news from yesterday, I would like to bring you into my journey with the new Lenovo ThinkSmart View device, which I have received 2 days ago. This device looks like a Google Hub. It looks like an Alexa Show. It's a little bit more expensive because it's not in the hundreds. It's more in the $350, €390 section. And this device contains a 8-inch tablet. It also contains a microphone, a camera, a loudspeaker. It's a very high-class hardware, and it's made for single tasking because it can only offer you Microsoft Teams meeting experiences. And you can also do calls, you can listen to your voicemail, but it's really made for Microsoft Teams. So there is no Facebook, no Twitter running. You cannot watch Netflix, there is no browser. It's purely designed for Microsoft Teams meeting. And it does it really well. So I'm happy with the quality. I'm currently having here, it's standing in my living room. And every time when I don't want to go into my office, I just want to stay there, I can immediately join a Microsoft Teams call by just clicking on one single button called Join. And then I can decide if I want to use my Bluetooth in-earbuds or headsets, or if I want to use the loudspeaker. And that's obviously depending if there are people in the room. Camera is part of it. And yeah, I'm very happy and very satisfied with the quality of the screen, of the 8-inch HD screen. Very fast, very responsive, very bright, nice colors. And I just started to write a blog post about it. And then a great exciting news from Microsoft came in, and I had to stop writing because the announcements were too interesting. And my highlights around the news from yesterday are that finally we are getting a hands-free voice assistant. And you can imagine what the name of this voice assistant is. Yes, Cortana is back. Cortana is going to offer a seamless integration here with this new form factor. You can ask this device, hey, listen, what's on my calendar today? Please share this document with my colleague ABC. Join my next meeting, or add Jodo to this next meeting. And that's for me a lot of new value, because that's not possible with other assistants like Siri, Google Assistant, or Alexa. And then another announcement is Microsoft has created a program called Better Together with your PC. So it's a companion story. This form factor can be used with your PC to lock it, to unlock it. You can also open files and transition to your PC. You can join meetings from the PC and then move into this Lenovo ThinkSmart, or from the ThinkSmart view to your PC. So yeah, easy, smooth, and seamless transition between two devices. Also, more announcements regarding the compliance and administration part. So if you go to Microsoft Teams Administration Center, I'm currently have registered this device as a company device in the phone section, but there will be a new category called Teams Display, where it can be managed in a dedicated section for Teams displayed. And then you can control the updates and also edit and remove it and so on. That's interesting. And there are, for the end user, a few more things like personalization. We all love wallpapers. We all love to change and modify wallpapers. And that's also possible in the future with these wallpapers. And you can also change other things like notification and important activities and so on. Actually, this device is for me created to distract from notifications, because if I would only join a meeting by my tablet or other devices, I would be distracted by so many other news from Outlook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, you name it. And this device is only offering Microsoft Teams, and therefore, yeah, for me, it's a single tasking device. Another thing that I don't want to miss to mention here is there were more announcements regarding the Microsoft Teams Room Systems integration with Surface Hub. So you can also use your Teams Room systems and these special devices, these tablets, which are offered to remote control your Surface Hub. So you can do many things like, I don't know, muting and so on, wirecast sharing or joining and leading meetings. So it's not only that you have to go to the Surface Hub and then touch it and then do actions and start it and exit meetings and so on. You can do it in the future also using these devices in the room system. The other announcement is more like COVID-19 related. There will be a capacity announcement in the Surface Hub, and you will get announcements when the meeting room is over capacity and that you have to join remotely because it's not allowed to enter the room anymore. So that's interesting. And yeah, Cortana will be also the voice assistant in the new experience. So you can control your Microsoft Surface Hub also using Cortana and your voice. And this is going to roll out first in the US and later in the future to other markets. Please share with me if these new devices and new experiences with voice are going to create value for you. I'm happy to have a conversation with you. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye.